Finally this hour, Election Day may be November 4th, but people are already voting in more than 30 states. In fact, it's expected that 30% of voters will cast their ballots before Election Day, either by mail or in person. Today was the first day you could vote in person in Alaska, Florida, Colorado, Arkansas, North Dakota, and Texas. And voters have been casting ballots in some states for weeks. New Mexico is one of those states. Over the weekend, Jim Williams of member station KUNM stopped by the polls. He found long lines and excited voters.
April Adams stands in the bright high desert sunshine and gapes at the long line forming outside the small animal barn on the dusty rodeo grounds on Santa Fe's south side.
I'm surprised how many people are here. It's a large group. Last time we were here for the primary, walked in, walked out.
This is the main early voting location in the state's heavily Democratic capital city of 70,000.
This is the most important election in my life.
Shaded under a white cowboy hat, John Pound says he expected a large crowd and says he had one reason for voting early.
Making sure we get the Republican Party out of power. I don't trust them. I think they're, well, I just don't trust them. So I want to make sure that nothing happens on Election Day that causes me not to be able to vote. I want to get it done now.
We're thinking it's going to be, we're going to be called anytime now. We're hoping.
Inside the building, 100 people sit on bleachers waiting an hour and a half to vote after standing in line. Paul Martinez is one of them.
It appears to be a little disorganized here, but I think it's good to see that this many people are here.
And despite frustration, that's the general consensus here. The vote is worth the wait. As a dozen poll workers scurry around, Santa Fe County Clerk Valerie Espinoza, in a baseball cap, is delivering pens and paper clips to workers.
I've never seen it in the history of my tenure as clerk this big. I do believe that there's a sense of urgency. As you look around this room, you see the bleachers are full. There's been hundreds of people showing up to vote. And the different sites here within Santa Fe County are just as busy.
60 miles down Interstate 25 in South Albuquerque at a small community college polling place, Ernestina Lopez leans on her walker while standing arm in arm with her husband of 60 years, Jesse. She says she wanted to vote early because she's fed up.
Because we had bad years, you know, of nothing, just for the rich and the poor gets poor.
Voters like Lopez are key for Democrat Barack Obama. Older Hispanics in New Mexico liked Hillary Clinton. Now with a struggling economy, Obama has apparently swayed many of them. But New Mexico's also heavily Catholic, and Maria Elena says her religion, in part, guided her early vote for Republican John McCain.
He shares my views, you know, Christian views. He has the people's interest at heart, a strong basis for the families. I'm afraid to feel Mr. Obama has an attitude of he'll say anything for anyone just to get a vote.
Maggie Toulouse Oliver is clerk for Albuquerque's Bernalillo County. She says this first day of in-person voting has been hectic, but voters have been patient.
Clearly, folks have been waiting for this moment to cast their ballots.
In just five of the state's 33 counties, including Santa Fe and Bernalillo, over 12,000 people cast ballots on the first full early voting day, a very high turnout. Oliver predicts about a 75% turnout for the election, 60% of which she expects to be early and absentee voting. It remains to be seen whether high turnout will change this fact. New Mexico's elections are notoriously close. In 2000, Al Gore won by just 360 votes. In 2004, George W. Bush won by less than 6,000. For NPR News, I'm Jim Williams in Albuquerque.